We didn't let y'all know who was going to teach tonight because we were afraid nobody'd be here. So, anyway, it's good to see everyone. Stacy, how you doing? Good. Good to see you here.
Till tomorrow.
Another treatment tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we're pulling for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this time that we can come together this Wednesday evening and study a portion of your word. Father, we thank you for all the love and all the many blessings you've blessed us with. Father, we pray that you continue to be with Stacy during her treatments and give her strength, Father, and Father, help us to be a strength to her. Father, help her to look to you for the strength that she needs to get through this. Father, we pray that you be with Tim and be with Judy in this time. Father, we pray that you be with others of our congregation that are undergoing treatments or that are sick and down. And Father, give them strength and help them to come back and join us. Father, we thank you for all your love. And we pray that you be with us each and every day as we go through our lives and help us to be the Christian examples that we should be each and every day of our lives. Watch over us and guide us, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, several years ago before we hired Jim, the Nashes, I was having to teach classes, and I ordered a book, and because it's easier for me to come out of a book than it is to come up with something to teach, and I always have trouble coming up with something on the spur of the moment. And so anyway, I was looking through and trying to figure out what I was going to do this evening, and I found this book that Andrea had ordered for me several years ago before we hired the Nashes. And it seems the last few years just seem like a blur. Does it ever do that to y'all? Just seems like a blur. And look at these two girls right here. They're grown and gone, and Reese is gone now. And look around the room. Look who's gone. You know, several years ago, and about that time that we hired the Nashes, I was sitting close to the back and looked forward to look at all the gray heads, and there wasn't many gray heads left. Donald's here. But then I turned around and looked in the mirror, and mine was gray. You know? And look back there at Jody. His is just as gray as it can be, beard and all. How did he get that old? You know, we all remember him in high school, right? Brett and Christy, you know? But it seems like the last few years has just been a blur, and it has not slowed down. Now, Dennis, I want to ask you, because you were in the military and then you worked, and now you're retired. Has it slowed down? It's sped up. So, I think, Donald, has it ever slowed down? Just keeps going faster, doesn't it? Even though, you know, Dennis is retired and he probably sleeps until 7 o'clock in the morning, right? You would, not too far off. But most likely, if you sleep that late in the morning and you just get up and you really don't have that much to do, right? I mean, you're not pushed to do anything, are you? Just what Vicky wants you to do, right? You would think things would slow down, right? He doesn't have anything to do. I'm not saying Dennis doesn't have anything to do. But I'd say if I didn't have a purpose and that the days, can you remember as a kid thinking, if I could just get to this point in my life, you know, if I could just have my driver's license, I could take her out on a date. I can remember having a double date. You know, that was the pits. Because you could do a lot more smooching single on a single date, right? Well, you know, let's be careful how far we go here. But anyway, do you remember looking forward to those things? And it seemed like they were so far away. But if you had a big exam or you were going to have to go do something you didn't like to do, it got there in a hurry, right? So why is life flying by? You know, several years ago before COVID hit, before people started dying, before we started losing members, this congregation, we had a pretty good membership here. And of course, as you look forward, there were a lot of gray heads here. So you knew at some point in time, attrition was going to take its place, right? And it has. But then COVID hit. How long ago was COVID? 2 years ago. Nearly 3 years ago. Talk about the time flying. Seems like it was yesterday that all that was taking place. Time doesn't slow down, does it? Time never slows down. And then what we have, what we get in life sometimes are wake-up calls. Are you one of those people in the morning when your spouse says, or your roommate or whoever says, it's time to get up? Are you quick to hit the floor? Do you have any problems? What are you going to do? Well, you want me to swallow it? Now I forget where I was at. Waking up. Are you quick to hit the floor in the morning? Is everybody quick to hit the floor in the morning? I don't have any problem hitting the floor. I have a problem staying in bed. But when I go to bed at night, I'm quick to fall asleep. But do you have to be pushed to get out of bed? Do you have to be pushed sometimes to do things that you really don't want to do? This book that I had picked out, and then we hired a preacher, thank goodness, and y'all didn't have to go through the book, was called It's Later Than You Think. It's Later Than You Think. Wake up. Did you ever think that? That it's later than you think? Did you ever wake up and you had an appointment for something and you were late? Were you ever late for anything? How does that make you feel when you're late for something? Panic. Panic. Especially if it's something important. Okay? Sometimes we can be late for things and we know it really doesn't matter. But how long is life? Donald, I guess I'm going to call on you because I think you've got the age. You're the oldest one here. Like the grass of the field. It didn't take long to get here, did it? It didn't take long to get to where I'm at. And I know that these last years, because we've already determined it doesn't slow down a bit, we know it's just going to get faster as we go. And enjoy every minute of it. But when it's kind of been a wake-up call for us as a body of Christ here in HICO, because attrition is taking place, has taken place. And not only that, but COVID took place. And this is really not the group that needs this book, yet all of us need this book. Because it's later than you think. Wake up. And I apologize, but I'm not really that prepared. And I don't like to read things, but I'm going to read, I think, if I have my glasses. Wake-up calls for some Christians. The Apostle Paul challenged the Christians in Rome to wake up and do this, knowing the time that now It is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Romans 13:11-12. Paul challenged the Christians at Corinth to wake up. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. 1 Corinthians 15:34. So awake. Do we have the knowledge that we should have of the Word? Do we know the Word well enough? Can you remember, I can't remember many folks. I can remember some preachers, but what if the Bible were gone? What if all of a sudden all the Bibles were gone? Do we have enough knowledge? You know, at one time the body of Christ was known for its knowledge of the Word, and you could have people that could quote the Scripture, could quote. They didn't fear losing the Word because they could rewrite it because they knew the Word well enough to do that. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. And you remember, I can remember as a child going to Bible class, and we had scriptures that we had to memorize every week. Do we still do that? Did we do that with our children? I know some of you did. Some of you did a fantastic job. But do we take time to study the Word enough? What if it was up to us? Did you ever think about that? What if it were up to? What if they came to you and said, "We need to rewrite the Bible. Can you quote that back for us?" I mean, that's a pretty big task. But could you give them one chapter? Did you ever think about that? I couldn't. It'd be difficult. We could give them a summary, right? Summary'd be okay, right? You know what? We have lots of summaries. There's lots of summaries out there. If you don't believe me, just pick up a few, you know, of the other than King James or New King James, and you'll get summaries. And it falls away from the Word in a lot of situations. But how well do we know the Word? Let's see. Ephesians 5:14-16. Therefore he says, "Awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil." Do we redeem our time? Do we use our time wisely? How would you use your time wisely? Can you think of some things that waste your time? Watching TV, phone is waste time. You know, life was a whole lot easier when we had to go to the house and make a phone call, wasn't it? Have you ever noticed how wonderful it is when you forget your phone at home, or you leave it in your truck, and in a little while you think, "Boy, nobody's called me, nobody's texted me, nothing's happening. What's the deal? It's not here." And how great life is. You know, I can remember when we had to wait until we got home in the evening to make phone calls to my girlfriend, you know. She couldn't call me, I had to call her. Did y'all hear that? She couldn't call me, I had to call her. Her mama wouldn't let her call me or any of her other boyfriends. I had to walk the door and had to walk her to the door, too, you know. But there was, you know, I had to get my last sugar, too, when I got to the door. So, but I was redeeming my time wisely then. What did you say? She's getting old. She's hard of hearing. It is selective hearing. That's right, and I had to pay the bill, too. Okay, we'll move on. From these and other verses, we can conclude that identifying the need for a wake-up call is biblical. In my years of ministry, and this is from J.J. Turner, a minister of the gospel, and he says, in my years of ministry, I've noticed numerous reasons that some Christians need wake-up calls. While it is true that not every Christian needs a wake-up call, and not every Christian needs, and not every one of y'all need a wake-up call, I need a wake-up call. I need it about five times a day, you know. Sadly, many people do need wake-up calls. What follows is a brief listing of areas in which some Christians need a wake-up call. As you read the list, take a few minutes to do a self-awareness application. On a scale from 1 to 5, and we're fixing to do this, okay? On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being sound asleep, and 5 being fully awake, write where you feel you are on a scale, okay? And you don't have to write this down. But what I'd like to do is go through these, and I'd like for you to give yourself a score on these and see if you need a wake-up call. Now, 1 is sound asleep. 2 is dozing off, okay? 3 is catnapping. You know, that's just you're on off again, right? Okay. 4, you're kind of drowsy. And 5, you're wide awake. So you're fully aware of everything's going on. So some Christians need a wake-up call. In Revelations 3, Revelations 3, 14 through 17. And these scriptures are all ones that we know to heart. Reese, are you there? No? Okay, read it for us.
And to the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things say, amen, the faithful and the true witnesses, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither hot, cold, nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot, so then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
Okay, thank you. Are we hot or cold? Are we hot or are we cold? You know, I used to think, are you hot or cold? But, you know, recently I've found out that it's either you're good hot or you're good cold, right? Are you good hot or good cold, or are you in the middle? Are you lukewarm? How would you give yourself a score on that? Sometimes we're really hot, right? Sometimes we can be right in the middle of that scale. Sometimes we can be good and cold. How do you give yourself a score on that? Are you sound asleep or are you wide awake? First Corinthians 3. And I don't expect for anybody to give your score. I'm not looking for that. 1 Corinthians 3, one through right or read there. 1 Corinthians 3, 1 through 4. Okay. Are we carnally minded? Do you ever feel like you're carnally minded? Do you fall into that envy, strife, divisions among us? Not carnal and behaving like mere men? Do we behave each and every day as we should, as Christians should? Or are we eating the milk? Are we eating the meat? Are we still drinking the milk? Are we eating the meat? But are we carnally minded? Do you sometimes fall back into the ways of the world? Well, you know, I'm my very best at when I get up in the morning, and then I walk out the door. Sometimes it's easy to forget, right? Sometimes it's a struggle in life, isn't it? Now, why sometimes is it a struggle in life, Jody? Is it a struggle, ever a struggle in life for you to remain Christian-minded the way that we should each and every day? Do we show the love that we should to those around about us? Can they tell we're Christians when we walk out onto the street? Can they tell we're Christians and that we love them? Can they spot us? Can you spot a Christian? Think of those Christians that you've spotted. Do I look like them? I don't mean me. Pat. Okay. That kind of hurt, didn't it? No, I agree. I agree with you totally, Pat. No, I think you're right, and I appreciate your comment on that because, you know, So you're saying sometimes we find ourselves the fool. Well, are there times though that you realize you are not acting the way that you should, and you don't. It's hurtful. It's hurtful in your heart. Thank goodness it's hurtful in your heart that you realize that we're not walking the way that we should, the way that Christ intended for us to walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's awake.
Instead of just drinking the milk, because like it says here, you know, not able to receive it. Well,
Right. Okay, let's go on. Good comments, good comments. Acts 17:11. Acts 17:11. Brent, read that, please.
Now these were more noble minded than those at Thessalonica, but they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scripture daily to see whether these things were so.
So, are we closed minded sometimes? Are you ever closed minded? They studied the scripture daily to make sure that things were right. Do sometimes we get in our mind that we know what is right? Did you ever know you were right and find out you weren't? So, you know, going back to what Christy says, do we study the scripture enough to, you know, we're not to close our mind. I mean, we don't want to rearrange the Word of God to meet our needs. But do we study when we question something that someone says? Do we study the Word enough to know or go search and find out that we are right? But if we're wrong, and we find out that we're wrong according to the Word, are we willing to change to the Word, or are we going to continue to say, my way's right? Better be willing, right? Okay. Right. Good comment. Right. Okay, great. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Donald? Yes, sir.
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
That's good. Okay. Do we walk? Are you walking by sight? Or are you walking by faith? Are we guilty sometimes of walking by sight? What is it to walk by sight? Following others? Your own path? The ways of the world? Following others? Your own path? Is not walking by the faith that we should have in God, but doing the things that we want to do, not necessarily the things that God wants us to do sometimes. So, where do we fall on that? Are we drowsy? Or are we wide awake? Are we walking by faith? 1 Thessalonians 5:17. First Thessalonians 5, and 17. Mike, this is a big one. Can you get this one? Five.
Pray without ceasing.
Pray without ceasing. Where do you fall in there? You know, all this ties together, right? I mean, it's our daily walk of life. It's our daily mindset. Okay? When we get up in the morning and we start the morning off right, and nobody rushed us to get out of bed, right? And we could do everything that we wanted to do. And so you've got in your mind what you've got on the agenda for today, right? You have that in your mind, but what should come first in our mind in the morning? God. The blessings that we had that we just woke up, right? How often do we take that for granted? Do you ever thank him for waking up? The only time most of us thanked him for waking up is when we had COVID a few years ago, right? And we were glad to see the day every morning. You know, so that was kind of a reality check, right? But we take so many things for granted in our lives. How often do we thank God for them? How often do you take your troubles to God? You know, do you ever fall into a slump to where it just keeps building, you know? Why does it do that? Why do we do that? Why do we take the weight of the world on our shoulders sometimes? You know, Satan's at work each and every day, right? I mean, to me, COVID was a fantastic work of Satan. He did a great job with that one. You know, maybe that's not so, but God allowed it to happen, right? But there's so many things in our lives that are beating at you every day. You know, let's hurry up. We've got to get through this day. But when I start my day off right, and it's so hard to keep it maintained without God by my side. Do you ever find that to be true? How often? You know, sometimes it's easy when I'm driving down the road to pray. But how often do I have that in my mind when I've got, you know, 15 people around me trying to figure something out, you know? Sometimes I lose sight. Do you ever lose sight? I lose sight at times. But I always find if I circle back around and ask God to help me through it, I can always get through it, right? Satan's always at work. He's at work in our lives each and every day. He's at work on families and everything. And it's sad sometimes how we let him get us down because we're so blessed. We're so blessed. And we've already discussed how short of time this is. We're not going to be here long, but eternity is forevermore. Did everybody hear that? God sees us clearly. He knows our thoughts and everything. How often do we go to him? I'm sorry I took my glasses off. Okay, let's go on to the next one. 2 Timothy 2:15. We don't have to look that one up, right? Dennis, that one's for you. Second Timothy 2:15, Dennis. Okay, so 2 Timothy 2:15. Okay, be diligent How diligent we are we? How are we going to rightly divide the word of truth? How can you rightly divide the word of truth? You've got to know it. You've got to know it. You've got to study it to rightly divide it. Did anybody ever ask you a question and you couldn't answer it on the word? That's happened to me too. It's embarrassing too. You know, in fact, I was asked a question that he came up to me and he said, "Keith, you're a member of the Church of Christ, right?" I said, "Yes, sir, I am." He knew that I was. We were friends. He said, "Can you tell me where such and such and such is?" I said, "No, not right off the top of my head, but I can find that for you." He says, "No, I need to know it right now." He says, "I thought you were a member of the Church of Christ." That was so embarrassing. He said, "Church of Christ people know the word." That was a slap in the face. Did you ever feel that way? That'll put you to studying the word. So we're to be diligent. We should not neglect the study. Ephesians 3 and 21. Was you ready for me to quit? Ephesians 3 and 21. Pat? To him be the glory. To who be the glory? To God be the glory. How often do we give God the glory? Do we ever take the glory ourselves? Well, I did pretty good today. Didn't somebody notice what I did today? It was God working through me the only way I accomplished that. And it's because I asked him this morning to help me through it. But when we got through it, I forgot to tell him thank you. I took that glory all myself. Did you ever do that? We need to remember to give God the glory because that's where our strength comes from. We so easily forget that sometimes, to give God the glory. Philippians 2. Philippians 2. Philippians 2, 4 through 9. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. We're gonna stop on this one. What is our attitude? Do we have that same attitude, that Christ-like attitude that we should have? Christ humbled himself. He became a bondservant. He came down to this earth, lived the life of a man. You know, we can't understand the power of God, can we? There's no way that we can fathom the power of God. Christ had that same power, did he not? He was God, Son. He was God. And he came down to this earth as a man. He humbled himself. He washed the apostles' feet. He gave his life for those sorry old people out there in the world, right? Those people that will blaspheme his name each and every day. He gave his life for us. He shed that blood on the cross. Do we keep that in our hearts and minds each and every day? The sacrifice that he made, the love that he had for us. And yet sometimes we have trouble waking up in the morning and thanking God for the blessings that he's blessed us with. Yet sometimes we let the world creep in on us and let the world get a hold of us and pull us into a slump and think how terrible life is. Poor, poor, pitiful me. Or we get so high and mighty that we don't think we need God. Do we need a wake-up call? I do. Seems like too often I need a wake-up call. Any thoughts? Good comment. Anything else? Thank y'all.